Blog Talk Radio.
To OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Mr. Alvin Campbell and Total Praise. And how are you today, sir?
I am great. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. So how was your day so far?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I was been expecting and expectation to talk to you all day.
Well, we're so glad to have you on our show. So if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the ensemble Total Praise, how you all got started, just whatever you want to share at this time, you can do it.
Sure. Well, again, I'm Alvin Campbell. I'm also, I'm a musician, a student, a vocal coach. I do several things, but for Total Praise, I am the primary songwriter. I've been writing songs since I was about 16, and it happened in prayer that I got the revelation to start the group. And my mentor at the time, his name was Elder Dale Talbert, kind of helped and molded me into how to start a group. So we've been singing together for a while. We're working on our second CD. Forever Worship You is the first single off of that second CD. So that's just a little bit about me and about the group.
Wow. So tell us, I noticed reading the bio that you all have sung with or worked with some fantastic artists like Hezekiah Walker, Marvin Sapp, and, you know, James Hall, Dorinda Clark Cole, Shirley Caesar, and Ty Tribbett. So in working with them, how is that, I mean, are you like background singing or are you opening for them?
Well, we've opened for them. For Monique Walker, Hezekiah Walker's wife, we've also sung backup for her. We've sung backup for Crystal Aiken. She's, I think, season 3 winner of Sunday's Best. But for all the other artists that you spoke about, we've opened up for them, like for their concerts at various churches and concert arenas, et cetera.
Mhm. Mhm. Now, I did hear you say you write the most of the songs for the group. Where do you draw your inspiration from?
It comes from various places. Forever Worship You came from personal worship time. I used to, I was always taught that, you know, you have your personal time with the Lord in prayer. And what I would do is I would play music during my personal time. And I had a friend told me, he was like, well, you're a musician. You know, why are you allowing other people to lead you into worship? You know, you should play, turn your keyboard and lead yourself into worship. And so Forever Worship You is a product of me playing to the Lord in my personal worship time. I've also gotten songs and dreams. I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh God, you know, I've been dreaming about the song all night, and get to my keyboard and, you know, and it comes then. So it comes from various places. It comes from being in good places. And sometimes I've gotten songs from being in bad places. You know, you're like, oh God, you know, what is this for? And then a song drops in your spirit. So the inspiration comes from various places.
Wow. When you say you, God gives you a song or words in your dreams, are you automatic? Do you wake up quickly and put it together, or you know, does it, when you hear it, do you hear it for a long time? I mean, how quickly do you put it together?
It varies. One time, I don't know where I was. I think I was on a beach. And there was a group of people, I don't know any of these people, we were walking down the street, and Twinkie Clark was there. And she was singing a song, and I was, I don't know, I think I had a keyboard that I strapped to my shoulders, and I was playing for her. And in the, and this was all in the dream. And so in the dream, and we're going over the songs, and she's teaching the parts, and I'm playing behind her. And then I don't know what happened, but I jumped up out of my sleep. And I was like, oh, my God, this isn't a Twinkie Clark song. This is a song that I'm writing. And so I made a mad dash to the keyboard and began to write. And actually, this song will be on the next album that's coming out in June as well. But, yeah, so sometimes I'll dream about a song all night. And I actually just graduated in May with my degree in music. And so sometimes I'll be charting music in my sleep. You know, and then I'll wake up and realize that, you know, the music that I was charting all day is an original song that I'm writing. You know, so it varies. It varies.
Wow, that's so inspiring. That and we know that God gives us creativity even in our dreams, but being able to carry it on, you know, after you hear it, because sometimes you could lose it if you don't move quickly.
And that's happened before. One time, and I was so disappointed in myself because it was a beautiful song, but at the time I didn't want to wake up. And I remember saying, "Okay, I'm gonna remember." I just the sleep was so good, I didn't want to wake up. And when I woke up, I could not remember the song. And so I made a promise to God that I would, like, if He's ever singing to me in my sleep, I'll get up. You know, yeah. So I don't know if I've ever come back to it, but I do remember that incident. I've gotten songs walking down streets. One of my sisters got married in Vegas a few years ago. She just wanted to have a wedding in Vegas, and walking down the strip, and I'm just had to tune everything out because I am getting a song at that moment, you know.
Wow, even at the wedding?
Well, actually, on the way to the wedding, walking down the street.
So how did you go about keeping that particular one? You're on the street walking to the wedding.
Yeah, I have a smartphone, and so what I would do is I would call and sing it to my answering service. And then now these days, you don't even have to do that anymore because, you know, all these phones come with recording devices, and you can press the button and just sing into your song, sing into your phone. So that's how I kept that one. And I remember yeah, I remember watching it because I'm a big Janet Jackson fan, and she was saying how years ago how this is an interview, I forget who she was being interviewed about, but she was saying she always keep a pen and paper handy because she never know when she's going to be inspired. So I try to always keep something nearby, like you know, so I always have my phone on me. So the phone is actually perfect right now, but even before, I will always keep a notepad in my car, you know, try to keep it somewhere near me. So you know, you never know when you're going to be inspired.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now tell me about Total Praise, the rest of the group. How did you all come together? Were you in school together? How did the ensemble come together?
Well, when I first started Total Praise, it was largely composed of my church family, and it was actually basically a church choir. But as we progressed, and you know, I began to teach original music, and the demand came with singing with the recording group. At the time, we hadn't recorded yet, but that was kind of the vision for the group. You know, the people that were less serious kind of, you know, fell off, and then those that were serious stayed. And then, you know, as we began to sing, people would be attracted to the group. You know, and I'm blessed to have a lot of still like a lot of core members. My mom sings with me. My aunt, my sister. I have a few family members that have been singing with me since Total Praise's inception. But, you know, you attract like-minded people, you know, and I'm happy to say that everybody in Total Praise, we're like-minded individuals. You know, we all see ministry the same way. We all see singing the same way, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, would you
as a worship leader, and I know it's so important. I love worship. I love getting in the presence of God. It's hard to explain or describe the feeling once you're in worship. So when you are leading a congregation into worship, how do you get them there? I mean, is it a struggle?
Well, in church, I'm a musician in church. That's kind of my trade. So I'm not the person behind the mic, but I'm the person behind the person behind the mic.
Okay.
And so, but I also assist with song selection, and I teach rehearsals. But it's never a struggle. It's always a feeling. How can I describe mm-hmm. it? I know for me, it's kind of like a journey. You know, and I'm always, you know, trying to figure out what's the next route. You know, do we take this exit or do we stay in a little while longer or whatever? That's kind of how I see it. And sometimes you'll get in the vein when everything just flows. You just flow from one song to the next song. And then there's sometimes where, you know, where you lean on someone else, you know, and someone else pulls you through, you know. So it varies, but I'm always excited to work with people, like I said, that's like-minded, you know. So, you know, she'll start singing a song. I'm like, you know, I was just thinking about that song. Well, I'll play a song, and you know, she'll be like, oh, you know what, I was singing that song earlier, you know. So it all works together.
I also wonder when I'm doing praise and worship, how do they select the songs, and it just seemed to fit as if the choir or director or what. It just seems like they know what the audience needs at that particular time. And you're like, oh, my goodness, I really needed this. But isn't it great how God just works everything out, even in that?
Yeah, I think it's a lifestyle. I know for me, I'm never at a moment to where I'm trying to choose songs at that moment. The songs that I'm choosing, I've been walking with all week, you know, or singing all week. And it's like, okay, yeah, you know, so it's – you start preparing days. I know from my experience, I start preparing days before the actual service. You know, this song has been in my spirit, you know, for 2 days. This song has been in my spirit for 3 days, you know. Or, you know what, I don't know, for some reason, at noon today, this song dropped in my spirit. And those are the songs that, you know, you select. And like you said, they always work out, you know. And I don't think that God would drop anything in your spirit just, you know, just for, you know, giggles, you know. I think he drops spirit because he know that it's a need. You know, he know that this song is going to meet a need, or this song is going to take the people to a place, you know, where he can actually minister to us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know for me, I could be just walking and he always bring me a hymn. And it's just oh my goodness. Are you familiar with the hymns? I mean, I know most people like hymns, but oh my goodness, when he drops that hymn in my spirit, it's like I go in. I could be anywhere, pretty much at home or driving down the street.
Yeah.
I'm not a singer, but I give all praise to God. I really do. I give all praise to God. But it's a blessing that we have the music to take us on in, because I think it really sets the tone. Would you say that?
Yes, yes. I think hymns should be standard for every church. They're so poetic. Even the melodies, the chord structures, they're just so melodic mm-hmm. and so just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I love hymns.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite is I'm not a singer. Walk in the light, the beautiful light. I love that song. I'm not gonna keep singing because I know I can't carry a tune, but I love that. It's like it just takes you on into a nice, serene spirit, so to speak. So, Alvin, tell us what is it that you do outside of your music?
Well, outside of music, I am the music director at Westphalia United Methodist Church. Where I am over the band, but I also direct the choir called the Anointed Voices. They sing every fourth Sunday, so I direct and teach them. during the fourth week, but every other week I am as the band director, and I'm the organist there as well.
Mm-hmm. And you say you're graduating soon from school.
No, I graduated May 2015. This was my bachelor's degree in music from the University.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. From the University of the District of Columbia. My bachelor's degree.
If you don't mind, tell an listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you and book you, and any words of wisdom that you might want to drop on our young people, you can do that at this time.
Sure. You can reach us at Alvin Campbell and Total Praise on Facebook. Please like our page. Instagram, Alvin Campbell and Total Praise. Twitter, AC Total Praise. You can also get our single as well as our previous album on iTunes or any digital music outlet where you can reach us there. iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.com, anywhere that they're selling digital music, you can find Alvin Campbell and Total Praise.
Okay. And any words? Go ahead.
Any words of advice? I'm going to one of the things that kept me was my mentor always told me, whenever you minister, minister as unto the Lord. Keep your gift and anointing pure. Stay before him in prayer and worship, and he'll give you the tools that you need to minister to him as he ministers to you.
That is so beautiful. That is really beautiful. Well, Alvin, we definitely appreciate you being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, and congratulations on graduating, and much success to you and Total Praise.
Thank you so much. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Go ahead.
So thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
No, it has definitely been our pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We would like to thank our sponsors, B. Marshall Enterprises, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Management and Marketing. And to our guests, thanks for listening to us every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, this is OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and leaving you with this from Sex Lady Brown.